Level B1 at an IME Centre. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We have asked you here today to present a new project that is to be set up by the IME and that will benefit your teenage kids. Please feel free to interrupt and ask us any questions that you may have. As one of our activities this year, we are considering organising a one-week stay in an equine therapy centre in Lores.
Is equine therapy that new method with horses?
That is absolutely right. Equine therapy is a healing technique that uses horses as a partner or mediator for the children. It offers multiple benefits. First of all, the teens will have to cohabit as a group for 8 days straight. That means they will have to take part in all of the daily activities as a collective group. This will help them develop their personal autonomy as well as their ability to forge relationships. Secondly, it has come to our attention that none of the kids who are taking with us know about horses or have ever ridden a horse before. As a result, there will be a very important initial phase of discovering and getting used to the horses and their habitat. The second phase will be more about learning to ride on horseback, allowing them to work on their balance and sense of coordination.
All right, but why horses?
The advantage with horses is that they possess all the inherent qualities of living creatures, meaning that a horse is a benevolent, neutral party that is incapable of judging, but can accompany and carry the children. Also, it is an impressive animal to the kids. That means they are going to have to approach him, talk to him, handle him, look after him, as well as lead him. At the same time, respecting him because he is worthy of their interest and care.
Isn't it dangerous, though?
Oh, of course, every sport can be dangerous. However, as far as horse riding goes, there is no reason there should be any accidents, as long as the kids are given proper training. We have also selected a certified centre which offers numerous and well-qualified staff.
So you've already picked the centre?
Absolutely. Our social worker, Madame Bouchon, visited various sites before eventually choosing one whose methods and facilities are interesting and well adapted to the adolescents we are taking with us on this trip. The centre she has chosen for us is called Euphoria Centre and is located in La Canoge.
Are we sure that the centre really is good?
As I told you, Madame Bouchon went down there herself to meet with the director of the centre. She was given the opportunity to witness various sessions and activities. And on top of that, the centre is a certified PATH International facility. PATH is an organisation that aims to bring together equine therapy professionals. Amongst other projects, the centre has set up its very own method for evaluating its members' progression.
What kind of activities do they offer?
First of all, the children will learn to approach a horse, talk to him, look after him and feed him. By doing so, they will have to learn to overcome their fear in order to enjoy taking care of the animal. Secondly, they are going to have to lead the horse, first walking alongside him, then riding him. All activities take place indoors in an enclosed and covered space before we take the kids out on outings.
Where will they be staying? And what about meals?
The place we'll be staying in is only a 10-minute drive from the centre, in a jeep, that all the authorities concerned have approved of. It's also located in the Canoche. As for the meals, all breakfasts and dinners will be prepared by members of the IME team, as well as by the kids themselves. The kids will be having their lunches in the centre cafeteria, allowing them to get to know the other participants.
When will the trip be taking place?
Well, we aim to have everything ready by next spring.
Who will be accompanying our kids?
There will be 3 IME professionals with them. Our social worker, Madame Bouchon, who's already been on several of these trips and knows how to ride a horse. Monsieur Lefebvre, another of our educators, and myself.
And who will be funding that trip?
The Institute will be paying for everything as part of one of our centre's projects. All the details will be sent to you soon by email.
During the trip, will we be able to call them?
You most certainly will. As a matter of fact, we will be giving you a time slot dedicated to phone calls, preferably in the evening, so that the kids can fully enjoy the day's activities. On this subject, mobile phones will only be allowed in the evening. Also, a film and a photo journal of our excursion will be made afterwards so that you can see what your child's life during this trip has been like. We will then be having another meeting with you and the children to go over the trip. Lastly, we're going to issue some of the documentation that has been sent to us by Euphoria Centre. You'll also find a lot more information on their website. And should you have any questions, please feel free to contact us. Thank you all for coming. Have a very nice day.